Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Gavel Gang Podcast, an insight into the collections we get here at Eubanks Auction House in Surrey. Morning, James.
What are you doing on a Friday?
On a Friday, yes, it's John here on the Eubanks Podcast. Yeah, I just thought I'd do a random podcast, James, where I went around the building and talking to everyone, seeing what they're doing. Right. What do you think?
Are you actually recording?
Yeah.
You actually are?
I am.
Okay, so I've got a bunch of Japanese video games that came in yesterday, and I'm very down to the wire because the deadline is today.
Oh, right. Well, these look in excellent condition.
Actually, that might look familiar to you with your recent Lego stuff.
So James is holding a, how to describe it, a clear Lego brick that's sort of got a little minifigure suspended in
Acrylic. Yeah, so I found something similar online, and it's... apparently it was given to employees of Traveller's Tales games. So it's got the development date there, when the game came out, or when it finished.
Yeah.
And no idea what to put for it for value, really.
We've got a lot of PlayStation 2 games, and on the spine is Japanese writing. If nothing else, looks cool. I don't know the value. Yeah. Oh, sealed.
I mean, they go mad on the like these premium editions and stuff. There's action figures and all sorts.
PS Vita.
I know.
Now there's was that a bit of a flop? Or?
It was a bit, yeah. I mean, it was kind of around for a couple of years. I was a fan. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think they can kind of get to grips with the handheld market, really.
No.
I think Nintendo have kind of got that sorted.
Probably quite collectible. So can't wait to see them all catalogued. So this, I see your next game sales called the Dreamcast Collection. Sega Collection. Yeah. Get it
so
right.
So it was called the Sega Collection, and then one guy got in touch and said, why is the preview item a sealed copy of Legend of Zelda? So we've changed it now to Sega, Nintendo and more, but it is predominantly Sega stuff.
Predominantly, right.
I think the catalogue's going live pretty soon. Exciting. It's, down to the wire now.
I do like to hover around the website looking at it. I love it when a catalogue comes live. I think one's coming live today, today being Friday. Yeah, pre-loved vintage antique, including jewellery. So look forward to seeing that go live. Got my eye on a bin downstairs, actually. An R. White lemonade bin. Looks like it's from the 60s or 70s.
Are you a secret lemonade drinker?
Oh, yeah, I thought you were too young to know that, James. But yes, I will be if I buy that bin.
And that's in the pre-loved?
I'm not sure. It looks a bit fancy, actually. It might be in something else. But it is downstairs. I should go and talk to David on the podcast.
Do it.
Although he might,
I'm sure he'll love that.
He might punch me, but that could make for a good listen. Right, well, thanks for that. See, you seem to have the office to yourself. You're in very early.
Oh, yeah. Very zen in here.
No one else to talk to in here? No, okay. All right. Thanks, James. We'll talk in more detail about the games stuff later. Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you watch any of the BAFTAs Games Awards yesterday?
Yeah, I saw the thing you sent. And... yeah, it's cool. It's always good to see, you know, games celebrated on a big scale like that.
It is, isn't it? And I think I saw the most passionate award winner ever, a chap who won the Baldur's Gate 3 soundtrack.
Really?
He was so emotional, so grateful. Oh, it was incredible.
No, that game's meant to be great, but yeah, I haven't sunk into it yet. Apparently it's 100 plus hours to finish it. So.
Oh dear, I think I prefer something like Stray, which felt more like 10 hours.
Yeah, I love that game. Yeah, it's great.
Great. Cool. All right,
well, cheers,
have a good day. Catch you in a bit, James.
Yeah, we'll do.
I've tasked myself today with going around the building, talking randomly to everyone about what they're doing for the podcast. So we've got Ellie, fashion, Chris. Trading cards.
That's a really nice jacket you're wearing.
Thank you.
Do you know that Barbara's really in at the moment?
Barbara's, can you say it again for me?
Just
for
my really in at the moment. What is this?
This is a fuzzy little microphone.
I've never seen anything like it. I thought it was a sooty puppet.
It's not for you to put in the fashion. This is my woolly microphone cover. Stop the wind.
It's like Dennis the Menace hair on top of that, you know.
So I'm wearing a barber jacket. Yeah. I got this from Deborah Charity.
Oh, right, a chazza. We call them
a chazza, right. Yeah. 30-odd quid, but I thought it was fair enough.
Look, it's got brass zips on it.
It's double zipped.
Really nice. Yeah,
yeah, it makes me feel like a lower member of the royal family. I just need a Range Rover now.
I'm glad you're not a member of the FBI.
FBI?
Yeah, fake barber institute.
Oh, I thought you meant the FBI as in the American law enforcement. I once had a very passionate hug from an FBI agent in New Jersey.
Passionate
hug.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Not a liaison then? Just
no,
a hug.
It was just he gave me a very passionate hug when we parted ways.
Oh.
I hadn't done anything wrong.
Oh. She was frisking you and you missed
a... No, it was a man. So what can you tell me? What's happening? Boaters here. You're selling some St. Trinian's gear or something?
Well, it's actually a whole collection of hats military and otherwise. Well, gentlemen's hats, I'd say. So there's boaters and all sorts.
Now, this has prompted a question. So I'm looking at what looks like a fur jacket. My neighbour Jean, who's in her 90s, she showed me yesterday. She said, oh, is this any good for auction? It was a fur coat. What's the law with those, if anyone wants to sell?
It depends on the type of fur, but that one's mink, and we can sell mink. And there's actually quite a resurgence in interest in fur.
Oh, right.
Because DEFRA are advising that old fur should be worn. Because it's wrong for it to end up in landfill. So something like that, that's very clearly a vintage fur coat, is okay to wear, and ethically okay to wear.
Yeah,
well,
of course, we don't want it making any more.
Well,
but,
exactly,
but
we should wear what there is, and it shouldn't be wasted. So fur is...
Okay, so it's not like ivory. It's not...
No, we can't sell ivory, no.
So it's not in that category.
And also there's... I haven't actually seen it, but there's a series, and I'm thinking it's probably on Netflix or Amazon or something, not plugging either of them. Other TV networks are available. there's a series called Mob Wives or Mob Wife, and it's set in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and they're all wearing fur. And so suddenly everybody wants fur. It's a bit like the Downton Abbey thing.
Well, I like the sound of the series.
Yeah.
A Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
What do you call that? A raincoat?
It's like a trench. It's a cropped trench mat. Yeah. I've got lots of Louis Vuitton in my sale. Lots of Louis Vuitton handbags and lots of Chanel handbags.
I do like an item of clothing that pays attention to the lining when it's got coloured.
That's Louis Vuitton.
Sign of quality there.
You see that when you're wearing it, but you know it's
there. You know it's there. That's how I feel about it. It's the same with my. Is that a tartan?
It's a kind of, I think the Americans call it plaid, don't they?
Plaid.
Yeah.
Anything to say, Chris? What's coming up for you next?
Well, we've just announced something quite exciting. So we're going into partnership with the Sub Centre, which is. Basically a grading middleman in the UK. They're very well known, a lot of people use them, and the idea is that anyone that gets cards graded through them, they can be referred on to us to sell their items through Ubanks. So that's looking very exciting, and hopefully we'll make
partnership
easy
great.
Yeah, easy route to market for people that have just got their cards graded.
Yeah, and your last sale was pretty good, it looked.
It did really well, I think. The uncut sheet did really well again.
Yeah, people like those.
People do like those. We've got another one coming up in the next sale, believe it or not. I think we sold about four or five in the last year.
Well, I suppose the great thing about those are good display items.
Yeah.
As opposed to single cards. I suppose you can mount a single card, but...
Yes, absolutely. And we had one, I think, was bought from someone that worked at the actual Pokemon head office in the UK or something.
Oh, right.
So, they're very popular for display. What else have we got? We've got some nice graded booster packs in here. Legendary collections, quite rare. So those are going to be coming up for sale in the next auction.
Are you going to be at this London card show again soon?
We will, yes, in May. We'll also be taking in any consignments if anyone wants to give any to us at that time. We should be doing a little bit of a discount on fees as well.
Oh, nice. Good to know.
Yet to be decided / announced. But come and speak to us on the day if you're interested. Yeah, that's about it at the moment.
All right, thanks, guys. Right, I'm going to go and find Jackie, I think. Oh, many thanks. Good morning, Jackie. I'm John Silk of Ubanks. Do you know
me? Hello, John.
I'm going around asking people what's going on to make a podcast.
Okay, well, we're just in the middle of preparing for the next three auctions. So interior design, fashion and contemporary art.
So I'm on the first floor here in the main Ubanks building. Big room, lots of shelves, and this is where all the important stuff happens, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Were you lotting? What's lotting?
Lotting is basically identifying the items and then coding them and making sure we've got the relevant tags on ready for customers to view next week.
A lot of viewing takes place up here.
Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of collecting when you've bought your bits.
That's it, and our collections are done from up here for all the small items. We tend to have all the small items up here.
Yeah.
Rather than the large piece of the furniture, it's mainly the porcelain and artwork that comes upstairs.
So fair enough to say, without you, Jackie, the entire business had collapsed within a week. Okay, thanks, Jackie.
Bye.
Hello, Steve, photographer Steve.
Good morning.
What are you holding there?
It's a Chanel bag.
Lovely.
Just photographed it for Vintage Fashion. We're just finishing that sale up.
Now, I've noticed your photographs are very nice. I did photography at college, but I couldn't take photos like you. There'd be reflections everywhere. Be an absolute disaster. I'd still be trying to use film. So what field did you come from before here?
I'm a press photographer, basically. I've done 30 years in the press world. So where you have to use lights and cameras and obviously cameras, and then you just do all the different techniques and all the equipment given.
Got a couple of fancy soft boxes.
Yep.
Some lovely lights.
Two large soft boxes.
So yeah. about when I was at college many years ago, so they'd be very hot. Like tungsten, and there'd now be a fire. But this seems to be some more advanced kind of. Yeah, is it LED?
And they've also got cooling fans in them as well, so they do keep them nice and cool. So
great. Yeah. And would you call that a still life setup?
We have a still life setup. So we have five items, which is for the pre-loved. So we've got a Lalique mother and child with four other pieces of china, which is in one lot.
Well, if you want to see any of Steve's work, go to the Eubanks website. And Pete, another photographer here, of course. But I'm not talking to him, I'm talking to Steve. So, anyway, thank you.
No problem.
Downstairs.
See you later.
Bye. Ooh, almost tripped over. Well, I'm just walking across the quad now to see who else I can find. And see a beautiful orange MG car. Well, I don't know if that's a customer's or if it's for sale. Most of the cars have been collected now from the last car sale. This car bot was full of lots a couple of weeks ago. Glad to see everyone's collected them on time. Right, let's go into the entertainment cabin. Sure bet that Denise will be in here. Hi.
Morning, John.
Morning. I like to
the
spring this on
shining.
You.
And we have a tidy, hoovered, clean...
A new look entertainment cabin.
A new day is dawn.
Amazing. What's coming up? So last time we talked about John Lennon picture, that's still to come.
Yes.
Surely some more exciting things have come in that time.
We have a fabulous crew, cast signed Dad's Army thing.
Oh, that is an interesting one that came in.
Yes, that's really fun. This is a...
Talky football programme. Now a chap bought this in and I thought, why is he bringing this in? Football programmes aren't much. In the middle of this one is a Sex Pistols poster advertising a few tour dates in 1976. And the first single advertising. And that's, it was in, I think, four different programmes, yeah. Talky being one of them. And that is quite a high estimate. So a bit
that's
of a fun one to discover for me.
Yes, okay. Good. We have other things coming up, coming in.
Yes.
A lot of work in progress.
And
a couple of things we're not quite ready to launch yet.
Yeah, some things we can't tell you about yet,
yes.
But we'll keep that under wraps.
All
right, what's that hoover for? Is that for me to do some hoovering?
No, we did that yesterday.
I hear you've made a nice, tidy job of one of the containers. I'm going to go and have a look.
It's amazing.
All right, speak to you soon. Okay, so that was Denise in the entertainment department. Just come outside. Oh, hi, James.
Hello.
What are you doing loitering outside the entertainment cabin?
I was coming to give you your water bottle back because you left it on my desk.
Oh, did I? I'm always leaving stuff around.
But now I'm going to make a cup of tea, so...
Sounds a good idea. Beautiful day, isn't it, here at Eubanks?
It is. Yeah, very nice.
Well, that's the end of this podcast. We'll bring you more soon. And what have you got on today?
Well, I'm finishing those games. That deadline is looming heavy, but I'm probably going to be editing this.
I think I'm cataloguing James Bond items all day. Well, that can't be too bad. I love Bond, so... Great, here we are in the main building. Let's get that kettle on. Well, you now join me at my desk in the entertainment department, and I'll just run through the forthcoming calendar of Eubanks auctions. So, starting today, 12th of April... At 5 p.m, we've got pre-loved, vintage and antique, including jewellery. And that closes from 19th of April at 11 a.m. Next up, we've got interiors and modern design, 25th of April, 9:30 a.m. That's a live auction. Another live auction after that, 25th of April. Same day, 1 p.m, contemporary art and additions. Vintage fashion, Ellie, we spoke to her earlier. So always a fun one. I know she's got some pretty cool stuff coming up. 26th of April, live auction, 12 p.m. And then live auction retro video games and consoles, as James said, now called Sega, Nintendo and more. And that's 2nd of May at 12 p.m. Chris, we spoke to him a bit earlier, trading cards, Pokemon, live auction 16th of May, 12 p.m. And then pre-loved, vintage and antique, 17th of May, 10 a.m, another live auction. Another live auction after that, fine wines and spirits, 22nd of May, vintage posters, 24th of May, and then comics, 29th of May. There we go. That's plenty for you for the next month or so. Hope you'll be bidding on some great items in that. There's some really nice things. I've got my eye on the bin, as I told James, but I don't know if I'll win that. It's quite a high estimate. the age-old question of how to wrap up the podcast. So there we go. That's some forthcoming dates on the Eubanks auction calendar. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to the Gavel Gang podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please subscribe and take a look at the Eubanks website for more information on this and upcoming auctions. Until next time, going, going, going.